Algeria has pledged the full support of the bloc of developing countries known as the G77 and China to help find solutions to the global financial crisis. The North African country took over the presidency of the G77 and China from Argentina on Wednesday. Representing over 60% of the world population, Minister Mourad Medelci of Algeria says the bloc can make a significant contribution. Mr. Medelci adds that the bloc can help the poor and rich nations arrive at a consensus on what to do.
First of all, the G77 needs to agree on what caused the crisis. I think it would be an important step taken by our countries to have a better understanding of the root causes. Second, our countries need to understand that the crisis affects all of us and the solutions to this crisis must be taken together in solidarity.
During the handover, Algeria pledged to advance the UN development agenda by striving to achieve the global poverty reduction goals, known as the MDGs, by 2015. However, foreign aid to poor countries has taken a hit since the global financial crisis and fractured relations between the developed and developing nations, says Mourad Medelci.
Comment faire en sorte, à un moment où...
What can be done to avoid a widening of the gap between poor and rich countries in this context of a global financial crisis? I don't think the answer lies with governments alone. I think civil society has a role to play, in particular in the developed countries. The question must be asked, what kind of world do we want for our future? Do we want a united world? If so, we must consider that for a while the rich must help the poor. And regardless of the global financial situation, the aid for development must not be reduced because it is already too low.
The initial mandate of the G77 and China bloc was to accentuate trade and development. Today, it has evolved to become a successful lobby group within the United Nations. Algeria, the new chair of the group, is also a member of the League of Arab States. The League recently sent observers to Syria, where a conflict has erupted over the last 10 months, triggered by a government crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. Mr. Medelci gave his take on the crisis.
Is there a civil war in Syria today? I don't think so. I visited Syria recently. In most of the country, things are running as usual, normal. A civil war concerns a whole country, not just one or two cities, even though we believe what is happening there is intolerable and unacceptable. So, for the moment, there is no civil war. But if the opposition continues to arm itself, then there is risk that the violence will spread and expand to other territories in Syria.
Meanwhile, during the handover ceremony at the United Nations, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon underscored the importance of the leadership of developing countries in solving global problems. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.